今天我们所要证道的讲题是关于代祷的功课，关于代祷的功课。我们知道神我们读到神审判罪人，神审判罪人那这神要审判索多玛和俄摩拉的这事情，神告诉了亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕他知道了这事情那他就向神祈求怜悯索多玛这城市的人。不过神说这些人都作恶，欺压那里的人就是这里说到那里的人因为做了太多残忍恶事所以第二十一节说神说我现在要下去观看他们所行的，果然竟像那达到我耳中的声音一样若是不然我也必知道什么事情呢耶和华第二十节说索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重深闻于我，他的罪恶甚重，深闻于我，就是说，神对世人所做的事都很关注，神对世人所做的事都很关注。那在索多玛和俄摩拉的那些恶行那些恶行是深重那神说我也听见了那些被欺压的人的哀求声We speak about Abraham and God giving him the knowledge of his plan to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Because the land was very wicked. Verse 20 says that the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great. Their sin is very grievous. In other words, there in that land, there was great wickedness, unrighteousness. There was great oppression. And the people there were suffering greatly because there were those there who were doing so much evil in that land. And the cry of the oppressed were heard in heaven. In other words, God wants us to know that He's fully aware of the things that are going on in the life of the people in the cities in this world. And if there is wickedness, and there is great oppression. Here it says that God knows, and God deals with it. God deals with sin. And this is a very clear example of God not sparing a city for its for the sins of the people there. 神要我们知道啊，罪恶，人犯罪，不顾一切的犯罪，他们所做的事情啊，是对在神的面前呢、啊，是很极端的恶行。恶行，那神会审判，神会审判这些人。罗马书第一章第十八节就说到，罗马书第一章第十八节说到神对罪恶罪恶的的愤怒。罗马书第一章第十八节 Romans 1:18 原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上这里说到原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。神从天上看到发怒、愤怒，神的事情，人所能知道的，愿显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明我们做对做错我们心里知道因为神让我们每个人都有一个心能够了解对跟错恶跟善。第十九节第二十节自从造天地以来，神的永能和神信是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但接着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。自称为聪明，反做了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和所行走受昆虫的样式。所以神任凭他们乘这心里的情欲行污秽的事， 他们拜了偶像，做了那些偶像，拜了这些偶像，他们的思想也变了。这里二十四节就说到，以致彼此玷辱自己，彼此玷辱自己的身体。这里就讲到他们的罪恶，他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉所造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主人是可称颂的，直到永远。那这里说到他们应该敬畏造他们的主，他们不要这样做，他们反而做了他们的偶像偶像。那二十四节说，所以神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事以致彼此玷辱自己的身体。Verse 24 of Romans chapter 1 says, Wherefore God gave them up unto uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their bodies between themselves. What happened then during the time of Sodom and Gomorrah? There was great immorality and a great distortion of the human function. Man with man, woman with woman. That's where the word sodomy comes from. It's a perversion, right? A perversion that has taken place where men in their worship of idols have their minds distorted. Today, this is what is happening in the cities around the world. We saw this in America, how the White House was painted the colors of the LGBT symbol, rainbow color. Well, they have robbed, hijacked the covenant of the rainbow for their evil purpose. And the study of this tells us that God's judgment indeed is nigh. And from Europe to America to India to Thailand, the laws has been overturned for a same-sex marriage. Will it happen here? I pray that God will be merciful to the people here, that this will not be a norm in the society, because it will incur the judgment of God. And God wants us to know that this evil, when we study this text here in Genesis 18 and Paul in Romans 1 warns us. And so in Genesis 18 we see God's warning to Abraham. 在创世纪第十八章这里第十六节第十七节神就差派他两个使者三个人探访亚伯拉罕，有三个人，一个就是耶和华， 主耶稣还没有降生的时候他一次只有一次显现在世上又跟一个人用餐在整个旧约只有一次而已。In the Old Testament, there's only one instance where the pre-incarnate Christ came and meet with a man and have a meal with a man. We know that when our Lord Jesus Christ was on earth, he bade the fishermen after his resurrection to come, put your nets down for a draught and bring all the fish to shore, and they had breakfast there with the Lord. And that was the first time Abraham met with God and prepared a meal for the Lord. And the Lord treat Abraham as a friend. James chapter 2, describe for us in James chapter 2, verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God. It's not inside your notes. And it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. The friend of God. James 2, verse 23. He believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So close, right? God had a meal with him. And what a wonderful opportunity that Abraham had to meet with God. And God to say to him and share with him so intimately what he is going to do to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. 这里说到神耶和华显现在他亚伯拉罕的家里一起用餐。那这里也说到耶和华他在十七节说，我所要做的事，他要做什么事呢？他要审判索多玛和俄摩拉岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？哇，神要做的事要通过亚伯拉罕吗？亚伯拉罕真的是一个跟神很亲近他所要做的事在世上所要做的事神觉得他要让他知道you know, in the God, before he would destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he would inform Abraham the kind of privilege that God gives to Abraham. And we in the New Testament time too, Jesus says that whatever would be bind on earth would be bound in heaven. Jesus says, all power is given unto me, go ye therefore, I am with you always. The power of God with us to do his will, to do his bidding. Whatever you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. The power of God. And this is what Abraham was given that privilege to know and enjoy. That great privilege. And Abraham understood, and the reason for this, right, we saw in James 2:23, how he was a righteous person. Who is a righteous person? Who is a righteous person? A righteous person is someone who realized his own sinfulness and has and confessed his own sins before God and received forgiveness of his sins. That's a righteous man, right? And all of us can be righteous before God because we know the way by which we can draw near to him. Right? It is through his son, Jesus Christ, the man who appeared to Abraham. And if we would confess our sins before God, humble ourselves before God, and confess our sins, we will be saved. Our sins will be forgiven. It's such a wonderful privilege that God gives us, right? And that we have access to God through Jesus Christ. That's our memory verse. And we have access to God through Jesus Christ. So Abraham talking to Jehovah is like us having the privilege to pray and give our petition to God in the name of Jesus Christ. He is the mediator, he's the great high priest by which we can gain access to heaven, to God in heaven through Jesus Christ. So it's a great privilege that we are speaking about, that God gives us. And verse 19 of our text says that I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. 第19节说到, 我眷顾他, 唯要叫他, 吩咐他的, 众子和他的眷属, 遵守我的道, 秉公行义, 使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话, 都成就了。 Abraham, a man made righteous by God and given a task to be an ambassador for God on earth, here is said that God will reveal to him about the future. God reveals to him about the future, what's going to happen. And what God is going to do. And that he has that privilege to share with his children. Hey, do you know this is what God is going to do? And days later, whatever that God said he's going to do happened. Wow. How did Abraham know? Because God told him. If we walk close to God, we have the Word of God with us. God guide us through his Word. God speaks to us concerning what he is going to do, what he will do in our lives. What is his plan? What he would have us to do? How he would bless our lives for his glory? What a privilege this man Abraham has. He was so nigh to God. And God says that he knows him. God is able to read hearts, and God is able to attest, right, that this is a man whose heart is wholly devoted to God. Right? Just as it was described of Noah before the flood, it was described of Enoch before he was taken to heaven. Abraham is the third person whom God said that he knows him, that he will walk with him. When we have our sins forgiven and we surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, we have that privilege of being a child of God, doing the will of God on earth. So God's power comes to us. God's authority comes to us to do his will, to do his good pleasure, to fulfill his grand purpose for the blessing of this earth. And Abraham was such a person that was that God has drawn nigh to, and he's a representative of all of us, of all of us, that we believed as Abraham believed, and we have access to that privilege as Abraham had access to. What is that privilege? His privilege was to be able to pray for others, to be an intercessor, to pray for others in the sight of God. Wow, such a great privilege, isn't it? To be able to pray to God as a child of God, to have access to God's throne of grace, to receive mercy in time of need. And Abraham pleaded with God. Abraham pleaded with God for the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, which was a place where his nephew Lot is residing. Lot. Our text tells us in 2 Peter 2:4-9. Peter 后书第二章第四到九节。彼得后书第二章第四到九节。这里说到，就是天使彼得后书第二章第四节，就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中等候审判。神也没有宽容上古时代 曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的时代，却保护了专一道的挪亚一家八口，又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将二城倾覆、焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔的见识。第七节，只搭救了那常为恶人行淫忧伤的义人罗德，罗德被拯救，他被拯救，不过他也是一个就是认识主，不过在世又要得世上的利益的基督徒，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见听见他们不法的事，他的一心就天天伤痛，他的一心就天天伤痛。如果我们认识神的话，知道什么是对，什么是错，善跟恶，那我们又愿意，因为我们要得到利益，得到利益，去参与那些恶人，就是跟他们做生意啊，做交易啊，那我们会被影响损伤，那我们要真的是要小心，诗篇第一章就讲到这事情，第一章第一节，我们只讲第一节，诗篇第一章第一节说到，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，罗德跟亚伯拉罕，你看他这两个人的分别，两个都是义人，两个都信主，不过一个就不敬虔，不过亚伯拉罕他知道神要审判这城市了，求神怜悯，求神怜悯。那我们有这个机会，就是跟我们周围的人祷告，那些还没有信主的我们有这个机会求神怜悯他们，求神怜悯他们，拯救他们，那我们能够在神的宝座面前请求神会听我们的请求。那亚伯兰就是这个义人他相信神，神要做的事都告诉他那他就是跟他的子女家人谈这些事，他家人知道了说，哇，神所要做的事你也知道，天上的机密你也知道神要我们知道说，我们跟神一同走一起走，神就会告诉我们他所要做的事我们每天 读经祷告，神就会告诉我们他所要做的事。所以这里就说到我们知道有什么事是就是那些世上的不义的事，那些世上所发生的所那些恶事我们知道了，我们求主怜悯求主怜悯如果我们有那些家人亲戚他们就是因为这些勾当有危险我们要替他们祷告，要劝他们也劝他们不要跟恶人做勾当，这些不义的事。So here the Lord says to us that we as a people of God, we keep ourselves separated from the world. At the same time, we have that privilege of intercession before God. Right? So what was the matter at hand? Verse 16 to 21, the matter at hand is the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah. That fire and brimstone is going to come down and destroy the city. And Abraham pleaded with God for mercy, right, to save the city. The matter in God's hand, verse 22 to 23. If we know we have the opportunity to plead for God's mercy, if you read the book of Revelation, you know that God is going to judge the world and that there will come a time no more. But before that time, we have time and we have the privilege of prayer to intercede on behalf of others at the throne of grace for God's mercy. And we have the Lord Jesus Christ, right, who, having dealt with our sins, rose again from the dead the third day, and after 40 days ascended to heaven at the right hand of the Father. He is there to be our mediator to the God, the Father, and our petitions to Him in the name of Jesus Christ, He brings them before the Father. So heaven will hear our prayer. And by the mercy of God, God spared Lot and his family. This we will see next week. The mercy of God. And yet, the sad thing is that there was not even 10 people in Sodom that were righteous. Not even 10. God knows. And God has sent His Son to die for us, to save us. And we know the way out. And I pray that God would use us to share with others, the people whom you get a chance to meet. You be like the Abraham. Go and speak to someone and pray for someone, for God's mercy upon someone. And by the mercy of God, that person may be rescued to walk in the path of God's blessing. May God help us. Amen.